BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 8 through 15. Charity is not tithing. The Bible distinguishes between charity and tithing. Tithing is giving 10% back to what God has graciously given. God gives 100% and we give 10% back. Tithing can require faith at times. Yet still, tithing is a command and not without God's promises, as we see in Leviticus 27, 30 through 33 and Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Tithing predates the old covenant law, as Cain and Abel presented offerings to the Lord God before the flood, as we see in Genesis 4, verses 1 through 7. Apostle Paul was not gathering a tithe to send off to the head church. This did not exist until a few centuries later. Rather, Paul was arranging a charitable gift to the poor and needy in Jerusalem and Judea. Charity is as ancient as tithing. Abraham displayed charity by preparing food for three traveling strangers, as we see in Genesis 18, 1 through 8, and one of them turned out to be the Lord. Paul did not command the congregations to make a collection for the poor in another nation, for it was charity, verse 8. Rather, to protect their honor, he encouraged them to keep the promise they made a year earlier and finish what they started. The other churches knew of their promised commitment. If they did not follow through, they would be humiliated by the poorer congregations in Macedonia who eagerly and joyfully gave, as we see in 10, 11, and 12. After reminding Corinth of Jesus' willingness to leave riches to go to poverty for our sake in verse 9, Paul addresses them to give as they were able within their means. And in the future, the riches the Jewish believers in Jesus have will help them, and we see in verses 14 and 15. Consider this. Charity forced in any way, including humiliation and rebuke, is not giving in love. It is therefore turning into an obligation. For charity without love is not charity at all.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group